All right, good morning. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Kaf Chet, and we're starting at the bottom of Kuf Kaf Zayim. We're going to go back to the two dots, Nishchat Abahema. Nishchat Abahema is the quotation of the Mishnah, which is actually on our Amud at the very top, right? It said Nishchat Abahema, Huchshever V'dabay, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon says no. The question is, if this animal gets shechted, and we've got this dangling piece of meat, right? Is that dangling piece of meat Huchshar for Tumah with regards to the Shechita of the mother or not? That's the Machloket. Rabbi Meir says yes. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says no. So the Gemara says, yeah, but my kemiflegei. So we said the two machlok. Rabbi said they're arguing about, now said yad le'ever kemiflegei. If the body becomes a yad to this piece that's dangling. Abaye said, bo'ochez bekata. I'll skip that quickly. Abaye said, bo'ochez bekata. And gano le'emor kemiflegei. The question is, what's the machlok between them is, if we lift up the animal, do we have to lift it all up in one shot? If you lift up the big part of the animal, the bulk, and the small part comes with, that's beautiful. Then it's, if you lift up the little part, and the whole animal won't come out, then it's two different things. And Rabbi Meir says that we don't care. Even if you lift up the big part, and the small part comes with, it's good enough for me. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Unless we lift up each part independently, and the whole animal comes together, otherwise they're not considered the same, and therefore wouldn't be mukshar. Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. The Gemara says both Abaye and Rabbi Yochanan said the machlok is the same machlok. And how do we know that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan brings a potential stira between Rabbi Meir, two different Bekorot of Rabbi Meir. We will see from this that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that this is Rabbi Meir Shita. And what's the steer? Mi am Rabbi Meir, Ochez Katan Ve'en Gadolomo Goleimo. Does Rabbi Meir, Mi Amar, Ha'im Rabbi Meir said, right, that Ochez Katan Ve'en Gadol Oleimo, Harehu Kamohu, that even if it doesn't, if you pick up the small part, you don't lift up the whole animal, it's still good. Did he say that? Because if he said that, we've got a problem. Why? V'raminu, we've got another brighter or a Mishnah. It's Tvul Yom Perikil Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Tvul Yom, right? Ochel shenifras. Here's the case. You got food, and Rashi tells us to talk about truma. Right? Ochel, which is truma. Shenifras, Rashi says, lashon prusai shenishbar. It was food that's broken in half, that's cracked, that's broken. But the two parts that have broken are still joined slightly. This is a very similar case to our animal and the medulla, right? With the dangling piece. Rabbi Meir Omer, what does Rabbi Meir say? That's exactly like our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says that if you lift the small part and the big part comes with you, then it's exactly the same, right? It's on the previous Amud Rashi. Hareu kamohu. Vim nagat. Now here comes the important part of this Mishnah, right? Vim nagat tvul yom beechad min ashvarim. Well, the Shita says echad mihem. Now, if the tvul yom would touch either one, the big piece of either these two pieces of meat, of these two pieces of truma, poselet chaveiro. It is poselet chaveiro. So we see here that from far as Mary is concerned, they considered one. Exactly like in our Mishnah, right? No difference. Ve'im lav eno kamohu. Ve'am Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Mary me im ochez ve'katan ve'gadol le'imu areu kamohu. Ve'im lav eno kamohu. Right? So now, other way around to our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah said, Nishchat Abahema Huchshu B'damei Di Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi doesn't care. Rabbi Meir says that, look at Rashi here for a second before I get confused myself, yeah?
Our Mishnah says it's one.
Here it's conditional. Right? But the condition here is though, Ochel Shnifsu Umorei B'Mitzat Rabbi Meir exactly opposite. Our Mishnah, it's conditional. Here in our Mishnah, he says that it's one. Here he says that if you lift up the small part and then the big one comes with you, then it is work, which sounds like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, right? According to what we explained the Mishnah up until now. With me? So, and then on that, okay, so we can skip the Rashi. Okay, thank you. Then on that, Amar Rabbi Meir Yochanan, Mukhlefet Ashita. Yochanan says, no, change the Shita. That's not Rabbi Meir. Right? Look at Rashi there. Mukhlefet Ashita. Ah, Kan, Yichli Rabbi Meir Shitato. Here he says, in this Mishnah here, in Tvul Yom, Rabbi Meir Shita is otherwise not Rabbi Meir. Aba Alma, Svir Le, Ochez Bekatan, Ve'en Gadol Olei Mo'areu Kamohuk. Rabbi Meir is the rule that you don't have to have the Katan and Olei Mo. Even Ubikam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Shma Minan. The fact Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, Mukhlef Rashito, change the Shita, this is not Rabbi Meir, this is somebody else. Shma Minan, Svir Le, Ochez Katan, Ve'en Gadol Olei Mo'. kamiflegay, it's a machloket. Okay? So basically, it's pretty straightforward. Umay kushya. So I don't understand. What's a question? What's Rabbi Yochanan's question? Problem. Look at Rashi there. Umay kushya le Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan's making a mistake. Maybe deal ma'af agav de maker imeir betvul yom. Maybe Rabbi Meir, it's only muchlefet hashitas here in tvul yom. We see the previous Rashi said that umidakam Rabbi Yochanan shma minad the shvirat shabochet katav eglimu olek miflegei. Right, he said there uba'almi. So then go back to the previous Rashi, the muchlefet hashita. Kan yichlef Rabbi Meir shitato. Aval ba'alma Svirle Oches Katav Eglimo Harukumura. She says, why do you say Ba'alma? Why is this always the case? Maybe it's only here in Tful Yom that Rabbi Meir says Mukhlev Rashita and Yeh's Meikil. We don't have to have a case of if you lift up the Katan and the Gadol. Even if they don't work, it's still Kamohu. Why? Look at Rashi. Dilma Afagav the Maker remember Tful Yom Shehu Tum Adra Banan, but Machmirhu Betumet Chumura. Our Mishnah, which we're speaking about, is Tumura Chamura. That's an Avela. Here, this is Tful Yom, it's only Durabanan. Maybe here, Rabbi Meir says, you know what? I don't mind, it's all the same, because Tumura Kala. But in Tumura Chamura, I won't say that. I'll say, in order for the Tumura Chamur to work, in other words, here is Meikil, or here is Machmir, actually. He allows the Tumura to come in quickly. Then, in Tumura Chamura, he'll say, no, Tumura Chamura doesn't work that way. Tumura Chamura, unless you lift up the small pot, the big pot comes with you, it's not going to be one and it won't work. Right, that's the Gemara's question. Dilma shani le Rabbi Meir ben tful yom le shar tumot. So the Gemara says like this. Tani Rabbi Yomer, echad tful yom, echad shar tumot. Now, Rabbi has already told us a brighter on that. We learned from Rabbi. We've got a brighter that says, makes no difference. Look at Rashi there. Tani Rabbi Yomer, terutzuhu. Rashi says it's an answer. Klomar, ha tani Rabbi, de lo shani. Rabbi's already told us there's no difference with regard to the dinim of tful yom. Now we're assuming what? That Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan are the same. Rabbi Rabbi Meir is saying, but maybe not. But deal with Rabbi lo shani lei, or Rabbi Meir shani lei. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi is the one who says that it makes a difference if it's tful yom or chamur, but Rabbi Meir does make a difference. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, Aviyah mukhev rashitas, then according to Rabbi Meir in our sugya because of tful yom, but there it wouldn't be the case. And that's not the machloket. You with me? Clear? Everybody? So, Amar Rabbi Yoshia, hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ledivrei Rabbi, mukhlef rashitas. The Gemara seems to say, yes, that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that only the Divrei Rebbe Mukhefer Ashita. In other words, it's not according to everybody. Look at Rashi over here. The Divrei Rebbe Delo Shani Lei Hichlif Rabbi Meir Shitato. Right? Look at the Shita there. Da Amar Kol Heicha Da Havia Negia Betful Yom Havia Negia Beshar Tumot Vashvin Rabbi Meir De Matnitin Da Afagav Da Ein Gadol Leimo Chibur Hu. So in there it's Mukhev Rashitas, but it seems to be that Rabbi Meir, we can see from our sugya that Rabbi Meir does agree nonetheless. Okay, so now, to be honest with you, what are we actually concluding over here? Does Rabbi, when we said Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the machloket there is kamiflegay, so what are we really saying in the end? So basically Rabbi Meir is saying that in our Mishnah of Chulin, Rabbi Meir does say that it's one thing, even if it doesn't work. In the Mishnah of Tful Yom, Rabbi Meir there wouldn't say that, and he makes a distinction between Chamur and not Chamur. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan said Mukhlef Rashitas is specifically according to Rabbi, who makes no difference between Tful Yom and other ones, right? So bottom line is, we can't necessarily say that Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the machloket there is oches or not, but it makes a difference. The bottom line is that the shitta was not the same as Rabbi Meir's concern in our sugya, but the mukhev rashitas there would only be according to Rabbi, not according to Rabbi Meir as well. Okay, Rava Amar, so now we've seen, we started off by saying that Rava said the machloket was with the behemoth, I said yad le'ever. We saw Abaya said, Bo'ochez kata megalumo kamiflagai. We try to say Rabbi Yochanan says that as well. Rabbi says, that is a different story. Rabbi says, what's the machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon? Be'yesh yad letuma, ve'ein yad lehechsher kamiflagai. Rabbi said the machloket was if yad ose hechsher is hechsher. Rava says that the machloket is if we say yad letuma. Everyone agrees yad letuma, according to Rava. But not everyone agrees that there's yad lehechsher. Okay, yad lehechsher would be, yad letuma, we said that the yad is mavir tuma. The question is the yad also mavir hechsher? In other words, if you've got a chicken bone with a big polka and there's a whole piece of meat at the end of the bone, and you pour water on the bone, not on the meat, does the hechsher of the yad make the meat now tuma mukshar tuma not? Right, that's clear. Everybody clear? That's the question. Mar sava yesh yad letuma ve'ein yad lehechsher. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, the hechsher doesn't work. If you and therefore this medulgal, this piece that's dangling, right, isn't connected. Therefore, there's no yad to that piece. If the animal is shechted and the blood of the shechita is good for the animal is the yad to this dangling piece of meat. The yad that's mukshar won't help the meat that's mukshar. Umar Sava and Rabbi Meir will say, yesh yad letuma ule hechsher. Just like it becomes tummy, becomes hechsher as well. So if you poured water on the bottom of that bone, the meat, the top of the bone, would be mukshar, according to Rabbi Meir. And that's why in our Gemara, the animal is considered the yad, because that's where the blood is from the shechita. The meat, the dangling meat, is the basar. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says that the blood of the animal is good enough to makshir also the acts as the yad. Clear? Okay. Rabbi Papa's got his own answer. Rabbi Papa's got a different answer. Rabbi Papa says no. Rabbi Papa amar behechsher kodem machshavak. Rabbi Papa says no. What's the machloket, yeah? The machloket is if we can have hechsher before we have machshava. What is machshava? And we've seen this lots of times. We've seen this whole sugya, right? How does ochel become, how does something become tameh when we consider it ochel? So you have machshava, if you now chash chishev lay ochel, you intend it to become ochel. Once you intend it to become ochel, now it's ra'ui lekabel tumah, now it can be muksha. The question is, can something become muksha before you've got a machshava? Right, that's the machloket, yes. Let's see how that works. Papa Machshne called machshavak miflegai. Right, look at the Hagota Bach there. So he says that Mishnah Shas says the Tanya. This is a brighter. The Tanya, not Mishnah. The Tanya, we got a brighter. So Tosefti Masechet Oktzin, or Rav Baruch says in Masechet Okatzin, which is a new one for me. Right, Papa Amar Machshne called machshavak miflegai. The Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kachaya Rabbi Akiva Shone. That's what Rabbi Akiva used to say. What he used to teach us? Chaylev shchuta bekfarim tzarich machshava ve'ein tzarich hechsher. Look at this. Chaylev. Now chaylev, what is chaylev? As a rule, we don't eat chaylev, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Are we on hechsher kodem? Chaylev. No, we finished that when we skipped the Rashi. Okay. Chaylev, look at chaylev there. Rashi says, yeah, ein darko le'ochlok bekfarim. As a rule, in the kfar, now it's quite interesting here, right? The kfar is the small towns. They wouldn't eat the chaylev. Why? Rashi gives two reasons. Mibnei she ha'am mu'at, the small population, v'yesh lahem basar harbe letzorich sipukan. They got plenty, they're short of food. Therefore, why eat chaylev when you can eat the meat? Aval bekrachim, but in the krach, in the towns, in the cities, ha'am merube, big population, v'ein lahem basar l'chol atzorich. And there they haven't got enough food. So therefore, ochrinoto alidei hadachak, out of necessity, they eat chaylev. Right? Rashi says, inami, or another reason, mishumachi, ein darkan le'ochlo bekfarim. Why not? Mishum da'anim haim. In the krach they pua, aval b'nei krachim, in the kfar they pua, aval b'nei krachim shei mashirim ochrinoto. It seems here that's a bit of a delicacy. Right, so there are two ways to look at it. Either chaylev is just common food, and therefore if the guys don't eat it, why eat it? They've got enough meat to eat. Or it's too expensive, they can't afford it, and they're poor. Whichever the reason is, and they're completely opposite reasons, right? They're completely opposite one another. Whichever the reason is, in the kfar, They don't eat chalev. Right? So what does the Mishnah say, the Braita? Rabbi Akiva shone, chalev shchuta bekvarim, where they don't eat it, tzarich machshava. V'ein tzarich hechsher. There you have to have machshava. Why? Because as a rule, when you shechted the animal, you didn't intend to eat the chalev. The chalev is not considered food. So therefore, you want to eat it, you have to have machshava first. But once you've got machshava, the chalev can have makabel tuma and ma'avir tuma, right? And metame. However, ein tzarich hechsher. Why does it need hechsher? Shekvar huchshar b'shchita. Because you've been huchshar b'shchita. So now, what are we seeing over here? That the hechsher comes before the machshava. You with me? You with me? The hechsher now is before the machshava. Because it was already muchshar when it was shechted. It never had machshava yet. It wasn't ochel to be kabel tuma. You had to have machshava in the kfar. Says the Talmidim, Amarti the Fanav, right? This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, I said to Rabbi Akiva, Limdatanu Rabbeinu, but didn't you, Rabbeinu, teach us? Olashin, right? Rashi says here, Olashin. I saw Olashin somewhere. Olashin, Rashi says here, Esev, Shekorin Krashpila, some sort of vegetable. Some sort of growth. Is there an English translation there? What they call Krashpila? What?
Endive.
What?
Endive.
Excuse me, what is an endive?
Winter vegetables similar to lettuce.
Oh, really? Eh? An endive? Yeah, you heard that word before?
Yeah, you can buy in there. I didn't know what it was, but I've heard of it.
You can buy endives? Are they green or? Because I eat green. Yeah. I was asking, do you buy me endives? Are they like dark green or light green?
Dark and light parts.
Really, hey? Endives, okay. All right. What endives in Hebrew? Olshin? No. Right, okay. So olshin, so now these endives, okay? Lettuces, let's call it, right? Shelaktan vehedichan lebehema. You pick them, and you wash them with the intention of feeding them to the animal. In other words, what do we see from here? That there wasn't necessarily kavona for you to eat it, right? But when you were mediach otam, what's the mediach? Wetting it. So now it's mukhshar l'tuma. V'nimlach alein la'adam, and now you change your mind, and you decide, let's feed it to human beings. Tzrichot hechsher sheini. This is what he said to Rabbi Akiva. You taught me that if I was going to, when I picked these endives and I washed them for the animal, I started to give it to me. So now suddenly there was, and I already washed them, there was hechsher. And now I changed my mind, and now there was machshava to eat it for me. I need hechsher sheini. So what do we see over here? That the first hechsher didn't work. So how can you tell me that the chalev, if it was now that in a kfar we need machshava, it's the hechsher, the original hechsher of the shechita is good for it. The stira, correct? Everybody clear? Right? So what did he say, Rabbi Yehuda? V'chazar Rabbi Akiva liot shonek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva agreed. So we see over here, remember this is Rapapa. He's telling us where there's hechsher kore machshava kamif. That's the machloket. And we see over here, Rabbi Yeshiva Kiva said, yes. Chavir Yoshua Rabbi Yehuda. So now we can understand what's going on over here. We've got over here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Mar savar laha kamikara. Right? What does it mean, kamikara? Umar savar laha kachazra. When Rabbi Akiva changed his mind. So the one says, like Rabbi Akiva said originally. Rabbi Akiva said originally, that you can rely on the original hechsher. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, no problem, the original hechsher is good, even though he's not machshava. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, you can't rely on the hechsher. Like a kibbutz changed his mind, you have to go back now and do hechsher again. Okay? That's that. Rav Acha b'Rei, Rav Ika Amar. Rav Acha b'Rei, he's got his own svara for what's going on over here. Benit kaneya chadam bein siman l'siman kamifligei. Look at Rashi over here. Rav Acha b'Rei, Rav... Everyone agrees that yad won't work for hechsher, but there is yad for tuma. Right? Now what's going on over here? We learned this before, a long time ago. At the very beginning of the Masechet, we saw that there's a machloket. Is shchita miatchala basof? Or is shchita only basof? Remember that machloket? Was as you start shechting, is it now shechita all the way? Or is shechita right at the end? So it was only the last bloods that come out would become bloods. I mean, we also learned the other day, not long ago, that only two types of blood are makshir for the shechita. We said dam halal. In other words, if an animal, if you like chop the head off, or a person was killed, the blood like that, or dam, what was it? Dam mak, and what was it? Dam, you know, look, Rashi said, what am I looking in Rashi here? But it's kareach adam. Okay, uplagtaihu, b'shen nitaz hadam al ha'ever, the blood splattered onto this limb, v'kinacho bein siman de siman. And we washed it off. He first shechted the kaneh, and then he shechted the veshet. And in between, when he shechted the kaneh, dam splattered, and for some reason he wiped off the blood, and then he shechted the second siman. So now, dam makah eino machshir, the dam chalalim karui mashka velo dam makah. Remember we said that. Where did we learn this the other day? I've forgotten. I can't find the place. What was it?
Kuf kaf
aleph. On kuf kaf aleph, we learned there. Towards the bottom, Amud Aleph, Amud Bet. V'chiyutan over my mukomachare. We had this the other day. We had this yesterday as well. About tuma. Well, yutan mayim. Shechin hechshev. Afa bish sofol tabei chamura. Tanya b'yosef mibna ma'arun nevet. Now, where is it, Robert? Here we are. There's a Rashi over here. V'hechshev. On Kuf Kaf Aleph at the bottom is a Rashi there, about 10 lines up. The dam shchita dila lo machshila. Why doesn't the dam shchita work? The lo ikri mashke. What is called mashke? And we need mashke. We need the mashke, the liquid. That's what the dam is called mashke. That's why dam is one of the seven mashkim, right? Because it's one of what? Because it's called mashke in the Torah. But what's called mashke, says Rashi over here? El dam chalalim. Kedaminam behashochet on daf lamed hay umihu dam shchita hogenet machshir and dam shchita abakash also called machshir the itkish lemayim dichtiv al aretz tishpechenu kamayim kedaminam behashochet aval tovel kachvim lo right velo dam shchitu vahave kedam mivkatu kedam amet the chalal lo mikre ela yedei gistra if you chop the guy off you chop his head up. Right, into half. That's called dam chalalim. It's not like a shchita. Can we sota? Latet ota al tzavrei chalal rasha. So in other words, only the shchita of the dam and the dam chalalim. If you like chop the animal or a person in half and that spat it out from their body, that's called mashke. But during the shchita process, not all the dam is called mashke. The first part of the dam could just be the makkah. You like basically chop the animal's head and then you cut his throat. But a dam came out. But we need the dam from the shchita. So the question is, what is shchita? Is shchita from the beginning till the end, or shchita only at the end? That's what's going on over here. Right. So now look at the Rashi over here. Maka le machshir, the dam chalim kari mashke velo dam make. So look here, he says here. V'achrei v'achrei v'nitkech adam beitzvilos yimar savar yeshna le shchita mitchila v'rasof. The one opinion over here, which will be Meir, says no problem. Shchita is from the beginning till the end. V'hai dam shchitahu, and therefore this blood that you washed off the animal from the beginning of the shchita process is shchita, and therefore it's mashke. Umar savar, and Rabbi Shimon who says no, it isn't good. Savar eina l'shchita ele l'sof. Only the end of the blood that comes out of the shchita process is shchita, and therefore this blood in the middle of the process wasn't called dam shchita, it was called dam make. V'hai dam makehu, therefore wouldn't be machshir. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Next opinion, we've got a couple of shittas here. Rav Ashi says, no. What's the machshir of Rabbi Shimon? Rav Ashi amar b'shchita machsheret v'lo dam kemifligei. Right? Das shchita machshir and not dam kemifligei. Look at Rashi here, Rav Ashi amar. The kula amit layad. Shvile ochez b'kata b'enigolim. Keshnit za dam ala b'er, ala b'er, v'lo nitkanech b'tere. Me'er sabar dam machshir v'arei huchshar. So in this case over here, does the blood work? Rabbi Meir says that the blood is machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Amar B'Perek Shai is shchita machshir for no dam. It's only shchita. In other words, it's not the blood that's machshir, the actual physical blood. It's the fact that you were shechted the animal that's machshir. V'hai ever, in this area, what's the problem? Since you can't eat this piece. Remember we said that even though it's still connected to the animal, once you shechted the animal, you can't eat it. Because it's like an ever, like basa min achai. Remember that? So because the shchita won't help it to be edible, the shchita doesn't help it to be mukshar l'tumah. Okay, Rabbi Meir says, no. The blood is what's machshir. And therefore blood was on it, so therefore the blood works. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's the shchita that's machshir. And the shchita is in machshir tikribis, therefore it won't work. Okay. Whew, I can't breathe. 1 second. Okay. Now we start a list of, I think, about five. I marked them up here. Four, five. Yeah, five questions, which all of these are going to end up in a teiku. Okay, so I know there was a spoiler, but we'll go through them quickly. But we've got to understand the question anyhow. The Gemara starts with, Bayi Rabba, Behema b'chayeha mahu, she'ta'ase yad le'evim. Now we've got a catechist. We were speaking about nishchita, when you shechted it. Now we say, you don't shecht it. Anyone is alive. Okay? Anyone is alive. Right? Remember, Rabba, it's important here. Rashi points this out. Rabba was the first one to say, what was the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir? She Rabba bebehema nased yad le'ever kemiftegan. Does the animal become a yad to the ever, to mavir tuma or not? So now, on that question, Rabba says, when it was shechted, the machlokes would become a yad or not. While it's still alive, would it become a yad or not? Right? Look at Rashi here. Rabbi Okim Pluk Tayu Le'el, he said, Machlok Reyom was Behemah Nasi Yad Eber. So now Rabbi says the question, the Rabbi Meir who said that the Behemah would become a Yad to Eber when it was Shechted, right, with regards, I'm doing like a translation as I read the Rashi, without reading the actual Rashi, if you don't mind, okay, just trying to save a bit of time, yeah. Now with regards to Hechsher in its lifetime, B'chayeh, what would be the case? Do we say that it will also be Yad to Eber, right? In other words, if the animal now got wet, would the water on the animal machshir this piece of meat, but the animal's alive now or not? Now we can understand the question, right? What's the question? There's no huksha while it's alive. Because the animal itself is not yet dry while it's alive. It's a live animal. So this dangling piece of meat, which for all intents and purposes is considered half dead, would the wet animal be a machshir to that? That's the question the answer is taken. Okay, it's a good question though. Next question. Amar Abaya. Hare amru kishut shenata ba'arit. Let's just leave something out of interest. Abaya said, what did Abaya say? Abaya said, Ochel bekatan ve'eno gad ole imo kemifrigay. I don't think there's a connection over here. Abaya's question is as follows. Hare amru, we said like this, a kishut, right? A cucumber, or what's a kishut? A cucumber, right? Yeah. It's a marrow, I think, in English. We don't know. Kishui is a marrow. But I think the Gemara calls kishut a cucumber, right? So you've got a cucumber, shenata'a ba'atzitz, which you planted in a pot, ve'higdila, and it grew. The cucumber grew into a nice big cucumber plant. Ve'yatzat chutz la'atzitz, tohora. And the nof, we'll see in a second in Rashi, the plant now, the leaves, this whole plant grew out, outside the atzitz. So now, when it's in the atzitz, to depend if the atzitz was the plant nakuv or not nakuv, right? If it's got a hole, no, it hasn't got a hole. If it hasn't got a hole, so it's menutak from the karka, not considered that it's from the karka, and therefore it's not mechubar to karka, and therefore it is tahor, correct? Now you've got this piece of the plant that's growing outside, and now it's growing off the air, and the air is considered part of the land. Look at the Rashi now. Kishut shenata be'atzitz she'eino nakuv, which is, hasn't got a hole in it. It is, for all intents and purposes, ketlusha damya. If it's detached from the ground. U'mekabelet tuma kishar ochin. Exact opposite of what I said. And it is mekabel tuma like all other foods, because not part of the ground. When is a food not mekabel tuma? While it's in the ground. For all intents and purposes, it's out of the ground. Ah, it's in sand. It's in a pot in sand, but it's not in the ground. Okay? So therefore, it can be a kabel tuma. Or if it itself was tuma, right? Hare hi betumata. It is tame. Vima gidela, vimi gidela viatsa no felachutz. Now, the leaves grow out of the pot, outside the pot. Venote al haaretz, and are leaning down now to the ground. Veyonek mireach haaretz, and they suck. They benefit from the ground. derech avir kemechubar damia v'tahara kol hakishut shebatzitz. Now we've got a reverse situation, right? The leaves grow out, and now they're eating on the ground. Now the leaves suddenly become part of the ground. Now reverse, this whole plant is now off the ground, and now anima kabel tuma. Because now it's a whole reversal. Now we've actually got the tail wagging the dog, correct? The tail is now on the ground, and the tail now becomes planted in the ground, and the dog's planted in the ground. You understand what I'm saying? Right? So that's what the halacha is. That's what our bayah tells us. So now, Rabbi Shimon, on that, says, V'chima tiva letaher. He says, what are you talking about? Right, what? It's going to now metaher the whole story. Right? Kushit, that's it. So let's read the whole Rashi here. Hatamei betumato, the Gemara, so let's go back. It's worth understanding this properly. It says, Kishut shetamei batzit, ve'igdira ve'atzachutz latzit tehora. No, 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 that's the next part of the Rashi there. So Rabbi Shimon says, what are you talking about? What? Trying to tell me that the leaf can metaher the kishut in the pot, which is tamei. He says, no. Ela hatamei betumato vatahor betarato. That which is tamei stays tamei, and that which is tahor stays tahor. Look at Rashi. Hatamei betumato vashe betoch atzitz. Bekamel tuma. If you shuk talush. In other words, we essentially look at this plant as if it's two parts. There's the pot in the ground, and there's the pot outside the plant, outside the pot. Vatahor hanof sheatza lachutz. V'yonechet mireach haaretz derech avir kemechubar v'tohora. He says, no. Don't I say we now reverse engineer the tail wagging the dog? There's the tail and there's the dog. The dog is still in the pot. The plant that was in the pot is in the pot, and that is not makabel tum. It's makabel tum because it's talush. And the pot that's growing from the cutoff outside the plot, the pot, that pot over there is tahor. So now we've got a situation where we've got tahor and tame joined. So now comes along the question. Okay? Baya, baya. So now, on that one, Abaya has a question. Mahu shetase yad l'chaveta. Can now each one do yad l'chaveta? If the tahor section is tahor, the tameh is tameh, now we've got the tameh part is makam. Can it use the tahor as a yad? You with me? Can it convey in the direction vice versa? Right? That's his question. Right, Rashi says in Rabbi Shimon Mahu, she has said Nof Hatahor. Can the Nof, which is Tahor, Yad le Kishut la Havila Tuma? Because the Kishut in the pot plant is Mekabel Tuma. The pot that's outside the pot plant can't be Mekabel Tuma because it's as if it's getting to the ground. Now, what if Tuma touches that part of the Nof? It can't be Mekabel Tuma, but can it pass its Tuma on to its half brother in the pot plant? You got the question? Teiku. That's the answer. Right. Okay. But it's a good question, though. Mm-hmm. Third question. I'm going to be Yirmiya.
The better questions have Teiku.
I said the better, more interesting questions end up in Teiku. Remember what I said yesterday, that if you could answer everything, then here's a proof. You can't answer everything. Right. That's right. The good questions have Teiku. That's a good one. The good ones, you can't answer. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. All right, Amru, we say like this: Hamishta chavua lechatzi delaat asura, asra. If you bow down to half a pumpkin, okay, in other words, you convert half a pumpkin into avodah zorah, right? That's the question, right? On Halloween, okay. Now, did they use full pumpkins? But let's say you use half a pumpkin, right? Hamishta chavua lechatzi delaat asra. Look at Rashi, asra. B'hana'ah. You now cannot get any hana'ah from this pumpkin. Why? Mishum avodah zorah. So now the Gemara's going to quit. Well, Rabbi Shimon is surei hana'ah ein metamin tumat ochlin. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, even though something is asur from avodah zorah, from hana'ah, it doesn't metame. A lot of the time, is surei avodah zorah or tame. It's tuma. He says, if it's only asur from hana'ah, it isn't tuma. Okay, the nafle nakal mikol ha'ochel asher yachel debinan ochel shata yachol ha'achilol la'acherim v'ha'hadlat isur hanahi v'tu lo metame tumat ochlin. Why not? Because he lived from ochlin. In order for something to become metame, it has to be something you can feed to somebody. If gla'at is asur bahana'a, you can't eat it. So if it can't be eaten, you can't feed it to somebody. You can't feed it to somebody, you can't become tame. You got it? Like a spiral here. Unehi de tume yotzei la migufa. However, we agree that tume does come migufa. Daha avodazore metame kasheret. Shenemar sheket tashaktenu. So he says, however, it is tame. So avodazore itself is tame. Is metame. Rabbi Akiva metame kenida. Shenemar tizram kemo dava. Mihu ahi tume drabanani. But it's only drabanani and kripeka. It's krasmachta. So we've got a problem over here. So now we've got this avodazore stuff. Right? And it is Asur Bahana. So now by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says as follows. Mahu shetase yad lechaverta. Right? It, this pumpkin, can it itself isn't Tameh. Right? But can it be Tameh? It's Chaver. Look at Rashi, yeah? Inyan tumeh doraita, the kabel tumeh min asheret, the lavia lechaverta, liot chaverta rishona. We're saying over here, it itself come be kabel tumeh, because it's Asur Bahana. But what if it become a sheret touches it, and the sheret is av tuma, and the sheret touches this, right? If it becomes rishon netuma and it's regular food, it will become tame, correct? If it is rishon netuma, it touches its friend becomes shein netuma. There's no shein netuma in there is a shein netuma in chulin. There's no shlishi in revi. There's no shlishi in revi in truma and kochim, right? The mashdiel the truma pshita land lo havi ahi chaverta sharei zulu kabel truma zmash lishna. Right? What's our problem over here? What's our question here? What is our issue of Rishon the Tumah here? Somebody help me out.
Want to read it?
Can you tell me? Read.
For example, if a dead sheretz touched the forbidden half of the gourd, do we say that the tumah is channeled through it to the permitted half, so that the permitted half becomes tame as a rishon, as if it itself had touched the sheretz? Or do we say that since the forbidden half of the gourd is excluded from acquiring tumah, it cannot even serve as a yad for channeling tumah to its counterpart?
But why?
The permitted half of the food surely does not become a sheni, which is the usual
because the first one didn't become a rishon.
Something that touched the sheretz.
Right,
since the forbidden half does not acquire tumah from the sheretz, it cannot transmit tumah to the permitted half.
No, but that's what Rashi is. That's Rashi. That's straightforward Rashi. But my question is there any significance here in the rishon sheni? So that's what that. So he's saying it's not because of tumah or trum whatever. So he's saying okay. So look at that's exactly Rashi. Look at Rashi. Yeah. Inyan tumah d'orait lekabel tumah min hasheretz elavia lechavart liot chavart lerishona. Our question, what Rashi is saying, is like this. Our question is: there's half a glass. We only served half the pumpkin. The other half we didn't serve. Right, so that's not, there's no Isur Hanai in the other half. Now, Tumah touched this half. We say that it can't be Makabel Tumah because it can't because Asur Hanai. Would it make the other half Rish, or would it just act as a Yad? It definitely won't make the other half Shani because if it can't act as a Yad, then it doesn't become Tame at all, then it's not Rishon to make that Shani. The question is, can it be a conduit for the Rishon to go right through it? That's the question. Like I thought the Rishon and Shania was more to do with Truma Kochim. Okay, that's the question. Okay, that's what Rashi said. Okay, they go on, and the answer is Taiku. Okay, Shkuach. Right, so we don't. Amru Papa. Fourth question over here. Hare Amru, Yichur Shel Te'enash Nifshach. We saw Nifshach yesterday was when a branch falls off a tree. Remember, we already saw the word Nifshach. But now, what is Yichur? Rashi says here, Yichur, a Nof. So, like leaves, right? Leaves. Shel ta'ina she nifshach, or branches, nof, is leaves, right? What's nof? Nof is the leaves, the branches. The nof of the trees, like the not the stem, like the plant, the branches and the leaves. And what does that translate in English, the yichur?
Branch.
Okay, yeah, okay. So you've got a branch of a fig, of a ta'ina tree, she fell off the tree, u'ma'urabe klipata, but with its bark, right? It's still connected, partially connected to the trunk. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's Tahor. Why? Because it's still Mechubar. Rokir Rashi Rebu Matahir. Da Kati Mechubar Hu. Because still considered Mechubar. The Chachamim Omrim Im Yachol Lichyot Tahor. Rabbi Chachamim said it depends. If it still it can live, then we consider that it's Mechubar. Says Rashi. Have a Mechubar Matahor. If it's not going to live, Tamei. Right? In other words, not going to live. Harehu ketalush. Then, if it's, even though it's still got bark connected, it's for intents and purposes as if it's already detached and it is tamei. So now, by Rapapa. Rapapa has a question on this. So, mahu sheyase yad lechaverta. So now, can this branch that's broken off the tree but still connected, can it be a yad lechaverta according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it is tahor? Right? Or look at Rashi, yeah? Lechaverim nifshach michur ze, but Rashi adds in here. What's going on over here? Im nifshach michur ze yichur acher u'rabo beklipato ve'eino yachol lichyot v'havei talush. So he goes one step further. He says, no. What's the case? There's a branch. The branch is broken off and it is attached to the tree. Right? V'harishon yachol lichyot. The main branch that's broken off can live. So now that is tahor. According to everybody. Rabbi Yehuda says tahor in respect to Chachamim say if it can live, it's tahor. With me? So everybody agrees that branch is tahor. Now on that branch, another branch is broken off. And that branch is attached by its bark. But that won't live. So now Rabbi Yehuda says it's still tahor. Rabbi Meir, Chachamim say no, it won't be tahor because it is broken off. Correct? So now that's the question. So look here, im nifshach mi yichur zeh, from this yichur acher, another branch, umura bob, and it is connected to that branch by its klipa, ve'eino yachol lichyot, and it can't live, v'havei talush, for intended purposes, it's considered talush, v'harishon, but the first branch that broke off, yachol lichyot, mahu. Now comes the question, she'aseh zeh, she'yachol lichyot, the first branch, which is broken, which can live, ve'eino mekabel tuma, beit yad lezeh hatalush, now, if the main branch which broke off, which is mechubar and is living, if tuma touches it, it won't mekabel tuma because it's living. But can it pass its tuma on to the branch that broke off it, which is connected to it, but is dead and can't live, which can mekabel tuma? Okay, clear? That's the case. And on that, the Gemara says, Taiku. Okay, let's move. Next part of the Mishnah, right? Meita HaBahema. Right, let's go back to the Mishnah. What kind of Meita HaBahema? Did I skip something?
Yeah.
Oh, how did I do that? That's not nice. Okay, Rabbi Zaira. Remember Rabbi Zaira, by the way? Rabbi Zaira, I've got to tell you this because I saw the other day and I thought of a way to remember it. We learned the other day about Rabbi Zaira. Remember, Rabbi Zaira was the one who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And he spent like 30 days fasting, or 30 fasts, or whatever fast he was, to forget his Torah from Bavel, to remember Torah Eretz Yisrael. Remember that? Now, the Gemara that mentions it is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei. And you can remember that by Bampa. Bampa. He bumped all his Bavel Torah out of his head, right? Bava Metzia, Pei Hei. Remember that? Bampa. And that's Rabbi Zaira. Okay. So that's I just got excited about that. I came across it a few days ago. All right. So now, by Rabbi Zaira, right? Bampa, right? Bava Metzia, Peihei, right? By Rabbi Zaira, he says like this. Oh, no, he has a new case. I'm Rabbi Zaira. Hare Amru Even Shebezavit. Okay, interesting. This is basically in our psuk, in our Torah, in Tajir Metzora. Now we're discussing about all the Tuma, right? We'll see him next Shabbos, Parasha Metzora. No, is it Shvi, Bayit. When do we come today? Shishi is Begadim, and what is Shvi? I think Shvi is Batim. Anyhow, Even Zavit. Now you've got a house which is Menugat, which is Tameh. And Even Shebezavit, the house on the corner. Remember, it's like a semi-detached house, a Dumishbachti, you've got a common wall. Now imagine you've got the common wall, and you've got a cornerstone, right, which is a brick, a big brick, which is common to both houses. Okay, that's the Even Shebezavit. Even Hamenugaat, which has got the Menugaat, Shebezavit, look Rashi, Shenirah Bebayit, Zebebayit, you can see it on both houses. Shechein Derech Hazavit Latet Sham Avanim Gdolot. It says on the corners, right, where the houses join, you put big stones. Hamachzikim et kol ovi akotel v'nirah mishnati bit. You can see it keeps the whole wall, and you can see it from both sides in both different houses. So this is the stone that has got is on the one house. Now the problem here is that only one house has got tzarat. The other house isn't. So the stone is common to both houses, right? Now, the halacha is as follows. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Nagayim, Perek Yudgimel, Mishnah Bet. Keshu choletz, when the coin comes and he takes out the stone, so then we say choletz et kulai, takes out the whole stone. Right? And you could answer, so why is the poor guy next door? Why is he suffering? So what would the answer be? Oile rasha, oile shcheino. Right? Your problem, living next to a bad guy. Right? Ukeshu notetz, and when he breaks it, when he breaks down the house, notetz et shelo umeniach et shel chavero. Here he cuts the stone in half. Here he only breaks up a part of it, and the other half he leaves. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now, by Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera's got a question. Ma'u shatase yad chaverta? So now we got a stone over here. Only one half of the stone is tame, the other half is not tame. Right? So look at Rashi. Sometimes the question, we're going to smash down the house, right? Then notetz et shelo, choletz et ha'even, v'notetz et tzad shelo. He only breaks that half. U'meniach et chelek chavero, daha ketiv v'natatz et ha'bayit, v'lo shtei batim. So now the question as far as, ma'u she'yaseh chelek ha'tahor, the tahor part, beit yad lezeh, lachnis tuma le'bayit chavero, da'even ha'menuga'at, metamei be'ohel, k'nichtiv, v'haba el ha'bayit. Okay, look, I'll be honest with you, it's a hell of a difficult concept to try and understand over here, right? But the question is that since we mahil this tumah, right? If let's say there's because the tamei side another type of tumah, right? Not tumah negayim. Can the tahor be a yad? Can it be mavi tumah to the other side? Okay, the Gemara answer is taiku. Okay, not so straightforward to understand. Okay, Ed's had enough of all this. He's gone. All right. Have a good Shabbos. We'll start the parak, obviously, the new parak on Shabbos, right? I mean, that's a simple one. We'll start the parak. Okay. Now, Meita Behema. Now, okay, now we're up here. We finished. The Meita Behema. Now the animal dies. So we had Nishchata Behema. Now then we had Meita Behema. Habasar Tzarich Hechsher. Remember we said the animal dies. Now the meat needs Hechsher. Why does it need Hechsher? Look at Rashi there in the Mishnah. Meita Behema Habasar Shenidaldel. That was dangling Tzarich Hechsher. Lekabel Tumin Asheret. Im lo Huchshar Mishenidaldel. The tumat nevela ain't bought. It hasn't got tumat nevela. Could amr behema hamakshe the mita ose nipul v'eno kamitabe dimabe mitata ele kaparush bichayim. Remember that? We said that because it now dies without shchita, so the nevela is a tumah chamura. It doesn't need hechsher. But this part of the meat was considered separated from the nevela. So when the nevela died, it wasn't considered part of the nevela to now be tumat nevela. It is basar tumah separate. So it needs its own hechsher. Right? That's what we're up to over here. Now let's try and go through this quickly. So he says over here, Ma ikka bein ever min achai le ever shel nevela. The question is, we've got two different cases here. We've got ever min achai and ever shel nevela. Ever min achai, by the way, is a serious tameh, tumah, right? Ever min achai is metameh tumah chamura. As opposed to ever shel nevela, part that breaks off the nevela. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, what's the answer? Ikka benayu basar haporesh. Right? The Peshitta takes out mimenu. Says Ikka Beinayu, the difference between the two is Basar HaPoresh Mi Ever Behema, a part of meat that separates from this ever of the animal. De'ilu Basar HaPoresh Mi Ever Minachai, if you've got Ever Minachai is very, very, very severe tumah. However, if you take a cut a piece off the Ever Minachai, Lo Metame. But if you take Ever Minahanevela, Metame. So that animal dies, it becomes a nevela. Once it's a nevela, always a nevela. Anything that comes off it is nevela. Ever min achai itself is a nevela. When it's an ever, when it's the bone with the limbs, you will see in a second. But if you take a piece of meat off the ever min nevela, it stops being a nevela. See that? Ever min achai, I mean. Ever min achai, whatever was alive, you chopped off its leg. That leg is tameh. But if you take a piece of meat off that leg, it loses its tumah. Okay, that's the difference. Look at Rashi here. After a while, basar presh bin achai lo metame. Elim ken have ever, look at Rashi here, im hagidim va'atzamot, with the sinew and the bones. Kediyad v'kama. V'koshe ken basar presh bin ever min achai. And how much more so, if the ever itself is only tame, if it's got bones, then the meat that comes from the ever min achai also has to have bones and sinew in order for it to become a tumah. If it hasn't got bones and sinew, it's not ever. It's only basar. Basar is not metame. However, ever min anavela metame. Why? Taika kazait nevela. Because once animal died, it is a nevela. Anything from it is a nevela. Okay? Interesting halacha there. Eh? The ever min achai itself is a nevela, but you take meat off it, it's not a nevela. It has to be ever to become a nevela. Okay. So now, God says, my cry, what's the pasuk? Where are we doing that? Amrav Yuda, Amarav. Right? The Shitta says over there, Amarav dichtiv. The pasuk says, v'chiyamut min ha-ba'eman. This is a little bit counterintuitive, but look at the pasuk. What's the pasuk for this? For every mina nevela metame, every mina chai de metame. Sorry, every mina chai de metame makra. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, v'chiyamut min ha-behema. When something dies from the behema, min ha-behema, from the behema. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? How can you say that's the makor? Ami Bailei, l'kidich, Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. We left for another loch of Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav taught us, which is what? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Amar Rav, we went in our Mishnah, the time we got as follows. When a brighter. V'chiyamut min ha-behema. What does it mean, v'chiyamut min ha-behema? Right? So that over there, v'chulei. The Shitta adds in v'chulei. It was the pasuk, v'chiyamut min ha-behema v'chulei. V'chiyamut min ha-behema asher hi lachem le'ochla, which is, would be for you to eat. That was a kosher animal. Hanogeya b'nivlata, died. Touches nivlata, yitamara ari, become tameh. Miktzat behema mitama, u miktzat behema eino mitama. From some of it you will become tame, from some you will become tame. Now what does this mean? Ve'ezo zo, what is zo? Treifa sheshachta. This is a treifa, behema treifa, that you shechted it. Right? Right? So, now what does that mean? Look at Rashi, u miktzat behema. Mena miktzat behema. Kegon ever mimena. This is talking about ever. Minichtiv v'chi yamut. When it says that v'chi yamut, the mashma ke'ein mita, that's like mita. She'ein osech chalifin. What does it mean like mita? Mita means when it's dead, it's dead. Once a person is dead, right, it can't revitalize itself. That means ein chalifin. But if you cut a piece of meat, you know, we all know, you cut your hand, right, after a while, it grows back. It regenerates. It fills itself in. That's called chalifin. It's got switch. It can regenerate itself. When you're dead, you can't regenerate yourself. So what is v'chiyamut? Something which you've cut off, which is like mita, which is ever min achai. When you've chopped a limb off, it can't regenerate itself. You cut the small piece of meat off, it can't regenerate itself. V'haynu ever, that's ever. V'sefer dekra no gabri v'ata yitma. U'mitzadeh ever, u'miktzat b'ema eina mitama, which is the part you don't become from, afapi sheyeh k'mita k'gon treifa sheshachta. So there is some when you become tame, which is ever. Some which you won't become tame from, which is a treifa sheshachta. You shechted it, you won't become tame from. And that's how the Gemara learns that pasuk. So how can you tell us that the pasuk gets? This is what we need to have. We need the pasuk somebody else. Right? So Gemara says, the imkai niftar rachmana mi behema. That's, if that was the case, what you're telling me, it should have just said mi behema. Ma min ha behema. Why did it say ha behema? Min, not just mi behema, but min ha. It adds on that extra word min and puts the hay there. Not mi behema, but min ha behema. Shvamina tat, learn both. We can use that pasuk for all the makarot that we wanted to use. Whereas ayahi, that's the case. But the basanami. Why not expand it to the meat as well? Why do you tell me the meat when you cut it off is not tameh from every min achai? Why not say the meat as well? The verse says no. Lo sagadach. Why won't we think that? The tanya yachol ye basar apresh min achai tameh, could be a piece of meat that comes off a living animal become tameh. Tamud lomar v'chiyamut min habayim. I mean it does. Ma mita she'ena osa chalifin af kol she'ena osa chalifin divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi says no. We only have meat, what becomes tame? If it can't regenerate. If a piece of meat can regenerate, then it is not tame. Okay? So it will regenerate itself back, it will fix itself up, it will become tame. Rabbi Akiva may behema. Rabbi Akiva says we learn this from behema. Ma behema, gidim v'atzamot, afkol gidim v'atzamot. In other words, Rabbi Akiva says no. When do we have tumah? Only when there are gidim v'atzamot. That is what a behema is. So in order for you to become tame, you have to have tumah of a behema. What's a behema? Bones and sinew. Therefore, when you tear off bones and sinew, you become tame. If you haven't got bones and sinew, you don't become tame. Rebbe or Meir, Rebbe says a third opinion. He says behema. He learned different Rabbi Akiva. He says ma behema, basar gidim va'atzamot. Not good enough to be gidim va'atzamot, bone and sinew. You have to have meat, bone and sinew. That's an animal. So only call basar gidim va'atzamot. That's only when you rip off from an animal meat, bone and sinew. Is a tame, not bone and sinew. The worst now. Ma ikaba and Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva. What's the nafkamina between Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva? Because one says bone, meat and sinew. One says only bone and sinew without the meat. What's arkuva? Arkuva, we know it is that like part of the leg, right? Remember up to the ankle, that part of the ankle, you chop it off. Although here Rashi says something else completely. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, Bain Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, the very first wide lines, rechuva hanim keret im harosh. How do I translate that in English, by the way? The arkuva.
Lower joints.
So obviously, when you buy the head of the animal, that comes with it. It's not like a package deal. I thought it was something else that Rashi said. Rashi says it's the ruchuvan and kert imarosh, ain't ba basar klal. There's no meat on it, right? Ele gidim vas only meat, only bones and sinew. Rabbi Akiva, that would be considered an ever, because Rabbi Akiva says you only need meat. Rabbi Yogrisi says that anything that doesn't do chalifin, and that ain't also chalifin. Once you chopped off the leg, it's chopped off. A leg's not going to grow back. Over the Rebbe, but Rebbe will say no. Love every minachai who why the ha'en bo basar. There's no meat, there's only a bone. That's the dachut Rebbe Erhud and Rabbi Akiva. Right, so that's Arkuva. Bein Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglilu. Rabbi Yossi Aglilu says we need chalifin, and Rabbi Akiva says we need bone and sinew. Ma'ikim, what's the nafkamina between the two of them? Amar Papa, kulia v'niv svatayim ikibenahu. So kulia is the kidney, and niv svatayim is some part of the lip. How do they translate niv svatayim there? The
upper lip.
Okay, why the upper lip? We'll see in a second. Look at Rashi. The ein osin chalifin, because on the one hand, it doesn't do chalifin. Once you rip off the upper lip, it won't grow back. The ain by etzvah, there's also no bone in it. Ah, that's why. There's no bone inside that upper lip. Rabbi Yossi, however, Rabbi Yossi says, as long as it doesn't grow back, it's an ever. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we need an ever. We need a bone. Right? And there's no etzem. And Rabbi Akiva, it needs a bone, and there's no bone in it. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, not an ever. Okay. The next, now Amar Papa, Kulim is V'tanin amyachi. Exactly the same brayta which we learned about animals, we learned exactly the same thing about shratzim. Look at Rashi. Minachai, the every minachai noheg bein. See that? There's every minachai for sheretz. If you rip a leg off a mouse, you over on the issue of every minachai. I have to be honest with you, for me that was a chidush. I don't know why, but I didn't expect it. You think of an animal, but not of a sheretz. Sheretz has got every minachai. So that's Rashi, that's what the Bryce says. Now, what if it's just a piece of meat? Not a limb, just a piece of meat. Right? Look at Rashi over here. There's no Rashi. I don't know why I wrote the Rashi there. Yehe tamei, would it be tamei? Tamud lomar, b'motam. It says b'motam. Ma mita she'en osei chalifin. Of course, osei chalifin. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, exactly the same. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, there it says b'motam as well. We need chalifin. If the piece of meat will regenerate, it's not every minachai. If it won't regenerate, it's every minachai. Rabbi Kiva mer sheretz. Rabbi Kiva says, no, we know from the word sheretz. Ma sheretz gidim v'atzamot. Has to be called sheretz. And that means it needs bone and sinew. Of course, gidim v'atzamot. Rabbi Omer sheretz. It's a sheretz. Ma sheretz basar gidim v'atzamot. Same thing. It needs meat, flesh, and bones and sinew. Of course, basar gidim v'atzamot. Whereas now, Bein Rabbi Akiva Rebbe, Ikebenayu Arkuva, same idea. Chop off the leg of the mouse, it's got no meat on it. According to Rebbe, it won't be an Erev Minachai because you have to have meat. According to Rabbi Akiva, it will be an Erev Minachai because it has got bone and sinew. Bein Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yossi Agdili, Ikebenayu, Amar Papa, Kulia Beniv Shalav, same idea. It's kidney and it's upper lip. According to Rabbi Akiva, it hasn't got bone, so it won't be ever. According to Rabbi Yossi Agdili, it won't chalifin, there's no regeneration, therefore it would be an ever. Right? And the Gemara says Vitzricha. What's Vitzricha mean? Why do we need both these brightas exactly the same? Well, no, we need them both. Why do we need them both? Diashmina Behema, if we just look with regards to animals, we would have said, what's the difference? Hainu Taima, why is it important? De lo metame michayim. Right? Hainu Taima, de lo metame michayim. Mishum de lo metame bekaadasha. Well, we say like this. Why is an animal not metame while it's alive? Mishum de lo metame ke adasha. Aval sheret de metame ke adasha ema litame michayim. What is going on over here? Chotech ezayit chotcho basa v'trefa yashvin behema. Rashi is like this. I yashvin behema hainu tame de lo metame basar minachai dida. Mishum de lo metame bekadasha. We'd say, why would an animal, if you took a piece of meat off it while it was alive, it wouldn't be metame? Because an animal meat, we need a kazayit to be metame, not the adasha, right? Not a grain, a barley size. But a sheretz, right? A sheretz, even kadasha, is really metame. It's avatuma. We don't need a kazayit of sheretz. So you might have thought over there, if a sheretz, the metame kadasha, we'd say maybe this meat would be metame even while the animal was ripped, while it was alive, and therefore we wouldn't need it. V'yashmeinan sheretz, if we just learned that you need sheretz, we'd say mishum de lo metame masa lo metame mechayim. Sheretz, also a chidush avia. Sheretz, there's no tumat masa with sheretz. Sheretz is only maga v'ohel, right? Not masa. So we'd say, because a sheretz is lo metame masa, that's why there's no meat mechayim. Aval behema, de metame masa, ema titame gam mechayim. The Gemara says, shechlu v'nid them both. Okay, what's the time over here? I think we're going to end off over here.